Glad to be joined on the phone line this morning by Deputy Riley County Fire Chief Doug Russell as the fire danger does continue to be high here in the area, Doug. And these winds that are forecast for these next couple of days, next 3 days especially, do us no favors when it comes to dealing with that fire danger.
No, they're definitely not going to help us.
Talk a little about the situation that we're faced with right now. If the dust that rose up on Friday with all of the gusty winds is a great indicator right now of what our fire danger is.
Yeah, it just shows how dry we are. We were very fortunate last fall and, you know, last spring after kind of the fire season, we had a bunch of moisture and good growth. But now that that's turned off, it's just extreme now where we've got a very high fuel load and we haven't had any moisture recently that's really hindering a lot of things. Things are drying up very quick.
That said, Doug, have you guys had a lot of incidents so far here? It seems like for the most part in our area it's been under control.
We've had a little uptick. We've had a few. It's a big reminder of checking your previous burns. The last couple of fires we've had were actually from brush piles that were burnt in January. So that heat's just holding in there, and with this extreme temperatures, the changes that we're having in the wind, it's stirring them up again and rekindling them.
That is interesting. From January, and we've had some moisture in between there. What is that common for rekindles to happen that long afterward?
It's a potential, yeah. With bigger brush piles, they get pushed and stirred around, and the bottom kind of gets sealed in. And with these winds, it just pushes through it and just blows the embers out.
Goodness. Well, so again, the message is going to be, as it has been for the last several days, just be careful.
Yeah. Any little spark, any little operating equipment in tall grass, any kind of those kinds of activities outside that you would have a little bit of heat generated could spark a very large fire very quickly.
Doug Russell, the Deputy Chief of Riley County Fire, with us on the phone line this morning on K-Man's Morning News. And Doug, we see this possibility of precipitation tomorrow in the forecast, but when it's coupled with the winds, it's not really something that's going to aid in keeping the fire danger low.
Right. So there's a potential of some lightning with this as well. And so with the extreme dryness, and if we don't get much rain, there's a potential of lightning strikes that could kindle some fires. So that's a big concern that we have.
How far behind, at least from your estimation, are we in terms of precipitation that could actually help quell some of this fire danger?
We're quite a ways behind at this point, in this point of the year.
Yeah, it has turned into a very dry stretch here for us again, despite the fact that we had so much snow during the course of the winter season. But we now find ourselves in spring, and while we're highlighting what this storm system could bring in terms of the winds and the like, we're also happen to be in what is the windiest stretch of the year. March always coupled with April as the windiest 2 months.
Yes, yeah, we're always prepared and on high alert this time of year, but which is definitely heightened right now.
I'm curious, you know, folks might be interested in knowing, you know, what kind of resources you have on hand right now and how prepared are we here to get through this tough part of the fire season?
Yeah, so we're a full volunteer department, but our crews know that this time of year is very busy. All of our trucks are up and running, ready to go. We have a good relationship with Kansas Forest Service, and so there's always resources available. We have a meeting every Tuesday morning with them and the surrounding, the state, to know what's on tap, what do they have for aerial resources and crews that are available to come in and assist. So we're ready to go. We're ready to fight the fires this time of year and just be prepared for anything that comes up.
Okay, Doug, thank you very much. We appreciate it this morning, and be safe. Hopefully you guys won't need to be out doing much here in the wind over the next couple days.
Yeah, thanks for having us, and we'll be ready to go.
Very good. Doug Russell, Deputy Chief with Riley County Fire, for a few minutes of his time this morning. As again, in looking at that forecast for today, the red flag warning that will be in place starting at 11, tomorrow a high wind warning actually goes into place at 4 in the morning and will last through 7 tomorrow night. It's just going to be a downright nasty stretch just from the winds alone, not even counting that possibility of snow and rain mixing through the day tomorrow, and temperatures only at 45. Welcome to one more last breath of winter in the midst of the warmth that we're looking for today.
Yeah, I get through it. It's only for a little while, and let's hope that the winds really don't become too much of a factor.
So bear that in mind. Again, a red flag warning starts at 11 today and runs through 10 tonight. A high wind warning is part of tomorrow's activities from 4 until 7 tomorrow night, 4 in the morning through 7 tomorrow night. We'll get you more on that forecast coming up here in just a few moments on K-Man's Morning News.